You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Yolanda. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Hey, Yolanda. It's Lindsay over at the General. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How you doing?
Good. I have an insured on the back line. I was going to give you the policy number so that way you had the information. He needs a tow, though. His vehicle broke down last night and needs it towed a couple blocks to his house.
Go ahead with the policy number.
It's an Arizona policy, 545-3354. And it's
okay.
For Scott Biddle. He is fully verified also.
Is it Scott Biddle?
Yes, ma'am. B-I-D-D-L-E.
Okay, you can bring him on then.
All right, did you need his producer code or plan letter?
What's his telephone number?
His telephone number is area code 928-256-7018.
Nope, I don't need anything. It came up automatic. You can bring him over.
All right, I'll go ahead and get him over to you. Have a great day.
Same to you. Mr. Biddle?
Yes.
All right. This is Yolanda with Emergency Roadside Assistance. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, except for my I would say, fourth love of my life. My truck just broke down on me last night.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. You trying to get a tow today, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get her towed to my house so that way I can try to get her fixed up.
Okay. All right. And so can you verify the address associated with your policy for security reasons?
13500 East 50th Drive, Yuma, Arizona, 85367.
All right. Thank you. And the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a 1997 Chevy pickup, C1500 V6.
You said C1500?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's blue, like a turquoise, like a blue-green.
Okay.
Most people just call it green, but it's more like a bluish-green.
All right. Give me one. I'm going to be waiting on this system. Okay, and let's see. And you said, well, it won't start up. Is that what's wrong? Or it just won't accelerate?
No, it starts. It's just it starts. It's just that the driver front side tire is no longer attached to the truck. Well, it's attached to the truck, but it's not attached to the truck where I can drive it. Driver front tire came off? Kind of. It didn't really come off. It's, you know, like the ball joint where it's attached to the A-frame?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That part completely came off.
That part came loose.
No, it like broke in half. I got to get a new part.
Okay. Gotcha.
If I buy a new part where I can fix it today, but I'm going to have to get a good jack to pick it up off the ground and do so.
Let's see.
Basically, my A-frame was sitting on the ground.
The A-frame sitting on the ground?
Yes.
Entire leaning.
It's not ruined or nothing. Yeah. It's not ruined or nothing. It's just dropped. It's not now. A friend of mine helped me pick it up with his jack and put it back on there, but it's, I got to buy a whole new part. It's not drivable.
But it's not hanging anymore, is it?
No.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get it messed up any worse than where I have to buy more parts. I'm trying to get it fixed up so I can have a reliable truck to drive. And hopefully
right.
Leave it to my son one day.
All right then, Mr. Biddle. Let's see. Does it still shifts into neutral and all that stuff. We just not. Okay. And the telephone number is 928-256-7018 is your good contact number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you'll be there when the tow truck driver gets there?
No, I'm actually at home right now.
Okay, so let's see. Do they have to have the keys? They have to have the keys. Are they going to be accessible for the provider?
No, I guess I can walk down there or something.
Yeah, the time
like
doesn't
four blocks
start
away from where I'm
whenever,
at.
I mean, because they have to have the keys. I know that. So that's what the problem is. I don't know
yeah.
if you want to, you know, go ahead and leave them there now or any way you can do that. But
oh, no, I'm not there. I'm at home right now. This happened last night. I'm not trying to get somebody to tow it. I was trying to figure out a way to get towed last night, but I couldn't get a hold of my insurance until this morning.
Oh, okay, I got you. You just didn't have the phone number to the roadside assistance. That's what you need because you didn't have to call your insurance to get your roadside today. Okay.
I didn't know. This might, well, see, I'm 44 and didn't start having a vehicle until about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I was in a bad spot almost most of my life, homeless and drugs and stuff on the streets. And then then I decided to get clean about 6 years ago. 6.5 years ago, and then I met my wife 3 months after I got clean, and then we moved to Texas to better our lives, and
okay.
Now we have our own home, and we're renting our own home
good.
And have 2 children.
Oh, yeah, very, very good. So, let's see, Mr. Biddle, then. I tell you, said, the ETA starts when you get the text message. So when you get that ETA, you know, you can take the keys down there to the vehicle or meet the provider there or whatever the case may be. What's the address the vehicle's at? Do you know?
Hold on a second. Yes, I do have the address because it's at the Dollar General. Give me a second.
Okay.
It's 126800. South Foothills Boulevard.
South what? I'm sorry.
South Foothills.
Okay.
Boulevard. Yuma, Arizona.
Is that 85118?
Did you get all that? 85367.
I'm sorry, 85 what?
367? You're talking about the area code or the zip code, right?
Right, to where the Dollar General is. Is that what it is, 367?
Yeah, 367.
Okay, gotcha. Yuma.
Yes.
All right, and the address the vehicle's going to is the 13500 East 50th Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Soon as I secure a provider, like I said, you'll get that text message giving you the ETA, which is anywhere hopefully between 30 and 90 minutes. You'll also get the name and number of the provider that's going to assist you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for using emergency roadside assistance. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.